former U.S. military intelligence special agent in charge of the UFO program. It's a new docuseries called Unidentified, Inside America's UFO Investigation. It happens on History Channel, Friday, 9 o'clock Kansas City time.
Our next guest is a career intelligence officer whose experience includes working with the U.S. Army, the Department of Defense, the National Counterintelligence Executive, and the Director of National Intelligence. He conducted and supervised highly sensitive espionage and terrorism investigations around the world, ran clandestine source operations throughout Latin America and the Middle East, and was special agent in charge of the Pentagon's hidden UFO program. And now he's telling all on the new History Channel six-part docuseries, Unidentified, Inside America's UFO Investigation. Please welcome Luis Elizondo.
Hey, Lou, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I am so excited to see this show on history, and I'm ready to move into your house and bug you to hear every story from your career.
Well,
I'm telling you,
it might be a pretty boring conversation.
No, I don't think so, man. It's all that you've done. You know, it doesn't stop at the UFO program. I mean, you were running ops all over the world, different reasons from terrorism to, you know, was it counter espionage?
Yeah, but you know, that's, believe it or not, that's pretty typical for a lot of folks in the intelligence community. I had the honor and privilege serving with some of America's finest, and you know, I got to tell you, my resume really can't hold a candle to some of these fantastic Americans I got a chance to work with. I just unbelievable human beings. Really, if America only knew just how incredible our men and women in uniform and the intelligence community are, I think they'd be really proud.
Well, and I'll tell you, and while he was a SEAL and he was commander of Red Cell. Richard Marcinko has become a dear friend, and to go to dinner and spend time with him and just really get to sit and listen is an absolute honor. And you're right. People have no idea. They have no idea the things that these guys have done or capable of and how many times their lives have been on the line and the terrible threats that they have, absolutely neutralized.
Yeah, I mean, and the program that I was in ATIP was no different. I think probably I had the easiest job of all. I was just the director, but the people that were working there with me, they were doing really all the hard work, and really the credit goes to them.
Well, tell me, let's get into this, because I do believe that there are UFOs. I have no doubt in my mind that this is not just some anomaly of this weird mud ball that we're on. And I think the theory that people would freak out if they knew the truth is probably pretty close to real.
Well, I don't want to make anybody unsettled here, but the bottom line is that we are well beyond that conversation at this point. UFOs are real. The real question is, what are they?
Right.
And we don't really know. I mean, is it possible it's some sort of foreign adversarial technology that somehow leapfrogged ahead of us and just we didn't catch it? That's absolutely possible. Is it also possible it's something else? Yes, that's also absolutely possible. And for that reason, when we were in ATIP, we really only focused on two things, Johnny, and that was, what is it and how does it work? We did deliberately avoided going down that rabbit hole of who's behind the wheel, what are their intentions, where are they from, because quite frankly, we didn't have that data. And so we didn't want to distract ourselves. We remained focused on just really those two interrogatives and the nuts and bolts. And we figured if we could figure out some of that, of what it was and how it worked, then maybe some smarter people than us could probably figure out the other questions.
Well, and you know, there's so many instances of credible witness, you know, really decorated, incredibly accurate reports from these pilots that and they're afraid to say something because they don't want to get blackballed. They don't want that mark because they didn't want to be, hey, he's a knucklehead. You know, there might be something wrong with that guy. So I didn't realize how many accounts there really are for guys who finally came forward and were like, this is what I saw, and they can really describe it, and it makes sense. It's not some crazy guy who goes, I was abducted, they put an egg in my butt, you know.
Right. I mean, this isn't Grandma saw some lights in the backyard. These are some of America's finest. They are trained observers. The government has invested millions of dollars into their training. They're Top Gun graduates in some cases. These folks know the difference between a MiG-25 and F-22, and a European tornado, and they can identify that from 20 miles away. On top of that, we trust them to fly live munitions, sometimes even over cities, U.S. cities,
mm-hmm.
go out and fight and win wars on our behalf. And by the way, if that wasn't compelling enough, what they're reporting back to us is actually also being validated on radar data and gun camera footage. So
wow, that'll be great.
This was a court of law. I mean, my background as a special agent, obviously, but this was a court of law. We are well beyond reasonable doubt. UFOs are real. The question is, what are they?
Well, and the thing is, these craft, they're flying in ways we can't do yet, that we know of. It's erratic, and it's nothing we quite understand yet. And that's what really gets my attention. When a guy goes, look, that's what he does. Like, he's the best of the best. And he goes, we have no known aircraft that can fly the way I'm watching this happen right now.
Right. And so when, a plane looks like a plane, it's got a nose, it's got a tail, it's got a cockpit, it's got an engine, intakes. Whether it's a 737 or an F-16 or anything else, that's because we build planes according to our understanding of aerodynamics. And when you're seeing objects that are able to perform extreme acceleration, instantaneous acceleration, and achieve hypersonic velocities in a blink of an eye, and able to fly potentially in space and air and water, and basically defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity without any wings or even obvious signs of propulsion, all that together, any one of those things would be a strategic game changer if a foreign adversary had that technology. We spend, as a country, billions and billions of dollars each year just trying to make our planes a little more stealthier, and yet these things are able to do all sorts of stuff. You're right. It was for a long time, it was crickets. Nobody wanted to say anything because these brave men and women in uniform, these warriors, were worried they were going to be considered crazy, right?
Right.
Taken off flight status, maybe have their security clearance suspended, maybe psychological evaluation, and they were really being stifled from having that conversation.
Tell me, I'll ask a sensationalistic question. Do you think with this idea of a space force or colonizing somewhere and starting to push outward, we are poking a sleeping galactic bear?
I for a long time I've refrained from giving opinions, and I do that on purpose because
sure.
I know a lot of people come to me and say, "Lou, I just want to know what you think." The problem with that is I've learned in the intelligence community that you can be absolutely sure of something and still be absolutely wrong. And what I don't want to do is give an unqualified opinion in the absence of fact. Look, I mean, is life abundant in the universe? My answer to that is yes. Look around you. You are right now on a tiny little rock where life is around all of us everywhere. You can't go anywhere on this planet, whether the bottom of the ocean or to the middle of a mile in the Antarctic ice, and not find life. So is there life in the universe? Yes, and it's plentiful. Now, whether or not it's beyond our little rock, well, I don't know. But the government has invested in this type of stuff before, like SETI, millions of dollars building radio telescopes to find extraterrestrial life millions and billions of light years away, and you have NASA looking for microbes around the rings of Saturn. So this is a question that mankind has asked for a long time, and by the way, the government's been involved in that question quite substantially.
Oh, listen, I've ridden my motorcycle, past Truth or Consequences of Coral, New Mexico, and out there at the VLA, and just stopped and stared. And you just wonder what's happening. Like, just, it's obviously these are invisible signals, but you just stop and look at this huge, this idea. And that's been going on a long time. I can't wait to see the show. Friday, 9 o'clock, History Channel, Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation. And Lou, if you ever would like to, I would love to have you on the show, and we don't have a time constraint.
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
All right, my friend. Take care, man. Thank you so much. Great.